Welcome to Living the Dream Outdoors, the official podcast of Living the Dream Outdoor Properties. We live by the motto, it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. And we live the outdoor lifestyle every day. Whether you're a landowner or dreaming of joining the ranks of those closest to the earth, we're your brothers and sisters of the outdoors. We hunt, we fish, we're stewards of the land. And our Living the Dream team will show you the way to enjoying the land and all the outdoor pursuits it has to offer. Here's your host, Bill Cooper.
Welcome to Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Cooper. Today, I'm down at beautiful Merrimack Spring Park, and I got a couple of special guests here I think you're really going to enjoy. First off, I got Big Mike Jones of Mike Jones Enterprises, and the roving reporter from Greenville, Mississippi. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, brother. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here on your show.
Hey, it's always fun to get together. And secondly, I've got Mr. Wes Swee, who's the director of the James Foundation and beautiful Merrimack Spring Park. Wes, good to see you again.
Hey, good to see you. Welcome back to the park.
Hey, I was here last week. I caught a bunch of your fish.
Don't tell nobody.
No, I wasn't there. Don't want to give up any secrets, you know. But Mike Jones has traveled all the way up here from Mississippi once again. There's a couple events coming up, Mike, I know you're extremely excited about. You had several meetings today, and, man, things are just falling into place. But you've got just a little bit of experience at putting events together.
I've been doing it over 25 years, Bill.
And you don't look that old.
Well, Santa Claus is old now. But yeah, I've been traveling around and doing this stuff. And, you know, I love what I do. I tell people I'm living the dream. Kind of stole your,
I did.
When I met you that first time, you know, that living the dream outdoors just kind of stuck with me. You know, God said, hey, you're living your dream. So I just tell people I'm living the dream.
Hey, we're glad to have you as a side saddle there.
Well, hey, that's all right. At least I'm on the saddle. I could be bareback.
That's right. That's exactly right. But the first event that's coming up real soon, man, is what?
The Folky Fish Festival coming in 2 weeks. You know, I found out about that too back in March when I came up here the first time with you, and I fell in love with this place like I do everywhere I go. It's just so much, you know, beauty and God's creation out here. And I was talking with Wes and Kendra in there, and they were talking about the Folky Fish Festival. Well, that turned my light bulb on. And the more they talked, the more my light bulb glowed. And I said, let me find out about this. So I get a little bit of information, and they're telling me, you know, they got music going on, and it's the second annual. You know, I hate that I missed the first.
Oh, you missed a good time. And I came out kind of out of curiosity, you know. Of course, I started college back in the hippie days, and I thought, are they bringing the hippies back? this a hippie fisherman? What's going on? I got to go see, you know. And I think that's what brought a lot of people out here. But I don't want to steal either one of your thunder here. Mike, I know you got a million questions you want to ask Wes about this. So just take it away, Mike, and you guys have at it.
Well, sure. You know, you were telling me about this, Wes, and all, and the more I'm thinking, and I leave from here, and, you know, it's an 8-hour drive from me back to where I live. So I had plenty of time to ponder on my thoughts and everything about Folky Fish Fest, okay? You got a beautiful spring right here full of, you know, trout and everything that people come out here every day to fish. And then you add the ambience of the great outdoors and God's great creation here, and then you bring in some music, live music. Holy cow, man, you got it going on, and this is the second year.
Yeah, we're really just trying to use everything that we have here at Merrimack Spring Park. I mean, it used to really be focused just on the fishing, and I'm like, well, there's so much here to offer, you know, when someone comes to visit them. You know, we talked about just reunions and picnics. And I'm like, we can do more than that. And then the first couple of years, we tried some summer concerts right in front of the furnace behind you right there. And it's just an amazing, you know.
The crowd went wild.
Yeah. Feedback was just like, why have we not been doing this forever?
And I can tell you why they haven't been doing it forever. Mike and I had quite a conversation this morning about all this stuff that happened. It's just like the stars have aligned, mm-hmm. you know. And, of course, I came here way back in 1973. It was just a struggle to get to do much of anything, you know. We started the old ironworks days back mm-hmm. in those times, but that was about the only event type thing, you know. But there's been a whole transformation, Mike, in the attitudes that are here. And I'll embarrass Swee here. I say it a lot of times. He and Kendra are the best thing that ever happened to the James Foundation, but he tells me they got leadership in New York City that's just, you know, helping them out and encouraging them.
Total support. Yeah.
Exactly. And then I brag on Mike Jones, too, because I've dreamed about doing something like this in this region for over 40 years and never come across a personality or a person that I thought could do this. And then, lo and behold, I get an invite to
the first Mississippi Fish Camp. You came, and that was, you know, it's going on 7 years ago now that Brad and I got together and teamed up and started the media camps of Mississippi Fish Camp, and then it grew into the catch, cook, and clean, and then now it's the Catch, Clean, and Cook Adventures. And
I've been to several of those. You've been to three all the time.
Yeah, and it. You know, we bring in people that are key, and I don't take any credit for any of this. The good Lord above puts the light bulb on in my brain and leads me to where I need to go and what I need to do. So he turns my light bulb on, tells me who we need to invite that's going to be the best for that event coming up. And, I learned a long time ago, once you get backhanded in the forehead or in the back of the head by an invisible hand, or you hit the brick wall, you learn, you know, pay attention to those signs out there. So I learned to pay attention. And so here we go. I'm so excited to be coming here in 2 weeks.
But I got to ask the question, where did the idea of the Folky Fish Fest come from?
Has
been around or?
So we started small with the summer concerts, and we did about four the first summer. And then one of the attendees is Lee Watson, and I've been going to – he calls it the Hootenanny in October. And at his,
that's another one I want to go do.
his barn parties, and he was having bands come up to that. And I'm like, this is really cool. We could do something like that at Merrimack Spring Park. And so he comes down here, and we start brainstorming. And he's pointing, we could put a stage over there. We could put a stage over here. And so after a couple of years of the summer concerts series that we started rolling again, how about we do music like all day long, like a festival?
Wow.
And then 2-day festival, and he starts reaching out to bands and getting everything lined up, and we handle the kind of the
more stars aligning.
Yeah, the logistics of everything here in the park, and you form a committee, and everybody starts working together, and it happens.
Wow. And voila, here you are at the second annual Folky Fish Festival. And Big Mike Jones Enterprises is coming to town as Mike Jones Roving Reporter and partner. We're going to make this place shine, and folks are going to come out of the woodwork.
I have no doubt about that.
I've been sharing some of the posts and stuff on Facebook and all with, you know, all my sites. And, you know, I know people all over the world. Well, a good friend of mine, he's a couple of years behind me in school, but his brother and his sister and all were closer to my age. But he's in the military. And he moved from Greenville to North Carolina. He now works in Abu Dhabi in the Middle East. And he's always watching my podcast, my live feeds and posts and stuff that I put on. And he gets to comment. And we were talking through Messenger or through comments and stuff. And I just recently, 2 weeks ago, did the Mississippi Wildlife Heritage Festival, which was their second wildlife festival, but 33rd Leland Crawfish Festival. And he was watching and commenting and everything. I said, buddy, if you like what's going on right now, you wait 2 more weeks when I get up to St. James, Missouri, and that Folky Fish Festival is going on. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised that he don't have a bunch of people over on his patio up on the, I forget how many floors it is on one of them skyscrapers over there. I wouldn't be a bit surprised that he don't have a live feed on a big screen TV and watching this. And ain't no telling what's going to happen over in the Middle East. So,
well, it's kind of dry over there, isn't it? They may be wanting you to ship spring water to the Middle East. You might start a new business, Wes. So
bottle it up.
So, you know, I'm looking so forward to this and you know, helping you guys spread the word. But, you know, this is the second time for me to come up here and visit this park. Came in March and, you know, the spring flowers was out and going and everything, and daffodils were, you know, coming up, and you could see a few dogwoods and redbuds just barely starting to pop a little bit. But here I am now here. We're here in the middle of May and everything is pretty and green, and y'all done had two bad floods. One, mm-hmm. I know you had one major one in November, yep. And then a couple of weeks ago you had another one that came through. And I'm amazed at, you know, you've got everything cleaned up and the park is up and running. My hat is off to you and your team and crew. Yeah.
I'll pass it along to the crew.
I went around. We did some videos. I did a couple of lives, and then I lost service, and then I done some that I'm going to post later tonight. But, you know, I want to make this place right here where your phone starts ringing off the wall and people – Yeah. Well, oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So
you're gonna have to get more phone.
Oh, I know. Amy was out of the office today, and man, it just kept ringing all day long.
Oh boy. Yeah. I just imagine. But I've got to ask you, back to the Folky Fish Fest. Anything new added to it this year?
We're trying to incorporate a lot more events from the park. So we have a group coming in to help with fly fishing because we got a lot of comments that. Or not just fly fishing, but trout fishing in general, because we got a lot of visitors. That were coming from out of state, and they're like, we can fish here too. So we wanted to incorporate the fishing. We have a mountain bike guide. There's a trail up in the park, about four miles of mountain bike. Kendra's going to take them on some nature hikes, bird watching, that kind of stuff. So while they're here enjoying all the music, we want them to experience everything else that Merrimack Spring has to offer.
Holy cow, man.
Going to be a lot going on. Well, I got to ask you, you're talking about fishing. Of course, that's kind of my forte. I do like to fish. Any of the fly fishing clubs involved or anything?
Ben Havens from Bennett Spring Hatchery, he'll be here.
So. That's about as good as you get.
Yeah, he's a hatchery manager for the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Awesome. So. Now, Ben worked here at one point, right?
Yeah. He was back in the day, he was my assistant manager at the office.
I thought that was right. Yeah. Boy, going to have a knockout crew here, man.
This is going to be amazing. I mean, you know, you're bringing more and more things in, and I got to do this. A big shout out to Cowtown USA. You've got them providing me a side by side, and I've got a chauffeur coming all the way from Louisiana.
I thought I was the chauffeur. Did I get bumped out?
No, sir. You're going to be part of the film crew.
Oh, that's better. I'd rather film us drive anyway.
Well, I know. You and I are going to have to be talking and filming and everything.
This sounds like so much fun, man. I'll tell you,
it is. It's going to be a blast. And I call him Long Tall Charlie.
Long Tall Charlie.
matter of fact, his wife is the one who made that cup for you that I brought to you.
Really?
And he found out about this festival, and his wife and best friend is coming up here, Plains Hat Company from Louisiana, and B&B Engraving Incorporated are coming up here. And he said, I want to go. Y'all having too much fun. And Tony calls me up, and she says, Big Mike, Long Tar Charlie wants to come up there. I said, bring him on. I was looking for a chauffeur so he can come and chauffeur me around.
All right.
And I said, you know, we got a lot to cover. And I said, you know, I'm ready to go. So he's coming up. They're coming all the way from Louisiana and bringing their tents and stuff to set up and sell things. And, you know.
Wow. Well, I got to ask this question. Is it all right if we put a horn on that UTV so we can clear the crowd to get to all the food trucks?
That's right. Yeah, well, food trucks and vendors, and we'll have to give them a map because this place is pretty big.
It is.
Now, you get it spread out. Yeah, but boy, it's just so exciting. You're talking about the quality of music you're going to have, the quality of people you're going to have here, and then fishing on top of it. Don't get any better than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to ask this question because when we were doing our walk around and videos and I was trying to go live, once I got you know, close to the cave or to the where the spring comes out. I lost service and just had to quit trying to live feed and go, you know, go to videos, and I'll post them later. Do y'all have a portable internet type deal here, or do I need to be looking for a Starlink or something to bring so I can, you know, make sure that I don't lose live feed and all? Because the live is what I want to make sure that the people out here, if we start on Friday and I'm showing them what all's going on, I want them lined up. I heard you talking to somebody earlier today, you know, about having cars lined up all the way out the highway and everything. I'd love to have Saturday morning before the gates open up, that folks are backed up all the way out there, and you got to have law enforcement directing people in.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Well, that's happened several times before.
2 years ago when they brought fiber optic into the park, we really saw that as a chance to expand our connectivity. And so we're working with a company called Aptitude out of Farmington, Missouri. They came up here and wired us up, and they lit this place up like a Christmas tree. So once I give you the Wi-Fi codes, then
I'm good to go.
You'll be good to go.
Outstanding. See, all you got to ask and receive.
Just another star aligned.
Exactly.
I hate to shut you guys down, but all good things have to come to the end. I know Wesley, he's got a coach of soccer.
Yep,
here just shortly. But Wes, wrap it up for us, and kind of in a nutshell, tell us about the Folky Fish Festival, when it is, and what you do.
Sure. So May 30th and 31st, Folky Fish Festival, the second annual, starts at noon on Friday and starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday. And it'll be music all day long. A lot of times you can't get them to stop. They'll play till 3 in the morning. So.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah. They'll just
tell them Bill Cooper's not going to be here. Three and four.
We'll have two stage food trucks, vendors. It'll be a great time.
Wow. Sounds like a big party. Well, guys, let's take a short break here, but folks, don't go away, because we got another event to talk about.
We do.
Might even be bigger and better. I don't know. We'll argue about that later.
It'll be different.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve Stoltz with Drury Outdoors, and you're listening to Living the Dream Outdoors Podcast with Bill Cooper and Hunter Heineman.
Hey, this is John from CoAngler.com. Did you know that CoAngler.com is the newest online platform to connect anglers for fishing trips? You can create your free account, offer and request fishing trips, connect with anglers in your area, share some costs, share some knowledge, and share a great time in the outdoors. Whether you're fishing from a boat and you got an extra seat and want somebody to come with you, or you need some help shuttling those kayaks for your next float trip, CoAngler is a great way to connect with like-minded anglers in your area for a great time out on the water. So get on CoAngler.com and let's go fishing.
Hey there, listeners. At Conservation Federation of Missouri, we're more than just advocates for our environment. We're active in making a difference through hands-on programs that protect and preserve Missouri's natural resources. By becoming a member, you're supporting impactful initiatives like Share the Harvest, which provides venison to families in need, and Operation Game Thief, which helps combat poaching and protects our wildlife. You're also contributing to the RISPR grants, which fund local conservation projects across the state. Your membership makes these vital programs possible, ensuring that we continue to serve both our communities and our environment. Plus, as a member, you'll receive updates on these programs, invitations to exclusive events, and the opportunity to get involved in the work you care about most. Visit confedmo.org/join to learn more and to join us today. Together, we can support programs that protect Missouri's wildlife, waters, and way of life. Be a part of the Conservation Federation of Missouri, where action leads to conservation.
Hey everyone, this is Michael Collins with Misty Mountains Guiding Service. I'm here to talk to you a little bit about what we offer. Misty Mountains is a smallmouth and trout-specific guiding service that caters to the Northern Ozarks region. My areas include the Upper Merrimack River, the Gasconade, and a few smaller creeks in the Mid-Missouri area. Whether you enjoy casting streamers to bass, drifting a dry fly, or ripping lips with spinning gear, I've got you covered. Fishing is made easy in my state-of-the-art drift boat raft. I control the boat with ease while you or yourself and a buddy do all the work at catching fish. Besides a great day on the water, I provide all needed gear, a delicious shore lunch, and as much fishing knowledge as you can carry with you on the way home. Spots for the 2024 season are going fast. Give me a call or text today to get your trip booked. My number is 573-823-9057. Find me on Facebook and Instagram at Misty Mountains Guiding Service. It's always an adventure with Misty Mountains.
Hey, everybody. This is Alex Rutledge with American Roots Outdoors. Check out my buddy's podcast show, Living the Dream Outdoors with Bill Cooper and Hunter Hindman. You're really going to enjoy this week's show.
All right, folks. This is Big Mike Jones, roving reporter, and Big Mike Jones Enterprises here. I'm sitting here at the Merrimack Spring Park, and a huge shout out and thank you to Living the Dream Outdoors Properties. You know, this wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for their big support of this podcast and Bill Cooper, you know, you being the host of everything and all. And I am so proud and honored to be here and be here with Wes Sway, the director of Merrimack Spring Park and the James Foundation here in St. James, Missouri. You know, we started talking back in March about bringing the Catch, Clean, and Cook Adventures to Merrimack Spring. You know, I fell in love with this place and the fact that you got trout fishing in here, and then you go right outside, you know, on the river over there, and then you can catch anything, you know, that's in that river. And I got to go out there and experience some of that. I don't mind telling you, I went trout fishing for the first time in way, way younger many years, and never in a boat. You know, I fished off the bank or waded in the water. Didn't do very good at it. But I went out there with Bill and Damien with Cardiac Mountain Outfitters on a float boat, and I caught 9 trout, and I lost 9 trout.
You didn't land any?
I caught 9.
Landed 9 and lost 9.
Yep. Okay. And then
I don't think they moved that boat over 10 feet.
We didn't go very far. And then, you know, I got to experience one of Bill's expertises that, you know, he pulls over on the gravel bar and gets out and cooks us some fajitas there on the gravel bar. And we had that right there and everything. And that all turned the light bulb on and got it brighter and brighter and brighter to where we're coming here in September. We'll be arriving here on the 21st of September, and the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. We're going to have a Catch, Clean, and Cook Adventures, and we're going to spotlight the Merrimack Spring Park and St. James, Missouri Chamber of Commerce and all the different sponsors and everything we got here. And, Bill, we got writers coming from all over the country, man, and media folks.
And you know what? I know a lot of these names I haven't got to meet yet. That's one of the fun things about these events, too. You get to meet some pretty key outdoor writers that
we've
kind of admired for a long time.
Well, we've got a total of 30 people that are coming to this event. You know, between the special guest and our media folks and everything. And, you know, I can't thank you and Kelly with the St. James Chamber of Commerce, you know, enough. You guys coming together as a partnership and a host for us. This will be our first Catch, Clean, and Cook Adventures, but I guarantee you it won't be our last. I look for us coming here, you know, on an annual event and bringing folks in. And once these guys and gals get in here and do their stories and their interviews and their podcasts and write their articles for online or, you know, publications and stuff, get ready, buddy, because the gate is going to be swung open.
Just the amount of short videos that are produced are incredible. How many hundreds did you tell me that come out of the event at the Lake of the Ozarks? Several hundred.
Yeah, it was 200 or 300 that came out. We got 3 Redneck Adventures TV shows that came out of it, and an outdoor, I can't think of the name of theirs. Anyway, they got 4 TV shows, and then we had all the podcasts that you did, podcast Brad did, the Make
there
Life Juicy.
30 podcasts come out of it.
That's awesome. The Make Life Juicy with Juliana, who is now Mrs. Redneck Adventures down in Natchez, Mississippi. You know, she got several, you know, interviews and podcasts and videos and stuff she posted. So, I mean, it's just amazing. And I look for the same thing. And, you know, we created a hashtag. It's hashtag 2025 MO Ozarks Fish Camp. Folks, go on Facebook, punch that in, and you can pull up already things that are being posted about this event coming up. You know, and it's in September. You know, here we are in the middle of May, but we're already pushing and promoting this thing. And when I told the folks that we have coming, all the media people and all, you know, everybody said, "We're going where?"
To the best kept secret in Missouri.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the best kept secret in the South. You know, and you know, once they sort of Google it or checked it out on Facebook, and y'all's whoever is running the Merrimack, you know, Spring Park trout page.
Yep.
My hat is off to them. They're doing an amazing job keeping up with all the happenings and all the fishing and everything here and the flood and, you know, getting things back open. So you got all we got to do, the bus is ready to roll. We That's just right. got to get in the seat.
And Wes, I kind of got an inside view of all this because I'm originally from Mississippi County, Missouri,
okay,
which is part of the old South. And I never saw clear water till I was up in college.
Well, there's several people that see the pictures on Facebook and Google about the water, and they come here to see if it's real. Turquoise blue, they're like, that's, they photoshopped that. They were going to see it.
A lot of people from Mike South haven't seen clear water like this either.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Now, I had an old uncle. He was from over in Illinois that used to go to Montauk to fish a lot, and he'd come to our farm down the Boot Hill and sit on the muddy banks of an old bayou, you know, mm-hmm. to catch, we call them polywogs, mudcat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He'd get out of his business suit and put on his overalls and drink beer and catch catfish for 2 weeks. But he'd tell me these stories about fishing in a place where you could see the fish in the water. I asked my dad, is he nuts or what, you know? I mean, I really thought that of it.
Sure.
Or is there clear water clear enough that you can see the fish? The only time I ever saw fish was in the spring of the year in the backwater, and our winter wheat field would get underwater, and a carp and a buffalo mm-hmm. would come in.
Right, yeah.
The water was shallow enough; half their back stuck out of water.
That's
the only way I ever saw fish.
Well, it is very beautiful here, and my little walk around and videos that I did, and all the fish that you've got. You know, in there, and Bill was explaining that up there where the spring comes out, that there's more fish in there than normal,
mm-hmm.
and all, and the size of those fish. And I was able to get some of them on camera where people can, you know, really see what's going on. And the ponds, I call them, where you have the different size.
Oh yeah, the hatchery.
The hatchery parts. You know, yep. So tell us a little bit about, you know, the history or what all goes on there, and how many fish do y'all normally put in a year, and kind of touch base on that comment you made, 95% to 98% of the fish that are released here mm-hmm. is caught. So
sure. Well, I mean, this is definitely a put and take fishery. So when you talk about fisheries, a lot like walleye or bass, that's a put grow and take. This is, they're already full grown, so they're stocked at keep size, so they're stocked the night before, people take them out, so they're not really intended to last very long.
Okay.
It's a very, we're stacking a deck so people have a successful day out here fishing. And that all started almost 60 plus years ago when the park was just really getting started. It opened in 1941 as a public park. And they were really just trying to figure out, what do we do? How do we, like, bring people into this park? And eventually someone said, well, you could put trout in that water. It's cold enough, clean enough. And so you worked there. They worked with the Missouri Department of Conservation. And then a partnership was made in 1958. And so we've been working together to stock trout here at Merrimack Spring Park for the better half of a century. And they put in around 120,000 12-inch trout every single year.
120,000 12-inch. Yep. So, I ain't real clear. I'd have to have my phone to do the math, but let's just say 98% of that 120,000, you know, fish is what's caught. That don't leave a whole lot, you know, left to get out and get into the river, but it does leave some. And you had enlightened me on that right there that, you know, that 2% or 3% that survives, you know, What is the biggest trout caught in the park, and what would be the biggest trout caught outside the park on the Merrimack? Anybody have that idea or have a?
The state record for Missouri is about an 18-pound rainbow.
And really?
What's your record here at the park? I don't remember either.
Yeah,
I don't over 10, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's between 10 and 18, somewhere in there.
All right, yeah, I'm going to tell you a story that's going to blow both of you away, but way back in the 70s, Lyle Staub from St. James, mm-hmm. he's a little older than me, and I think in a nursing home now, but Lyle Staub was the ultimate outdoorsman in this part of the country. He's the only dude I ever heard, and it wasn't a brag, it was just a statement of fact. He gave up turkey hunting because it wasn't a challenge anymore. He said, if you kill one every time you go out, what's the use? So he quit turkey hunting. But he fished for brown trout. Remember back, I don't know if he was born in, Vince Turner, the original trout biologist who really got trout going in Missouri, had put some browns in the Merrimack River.
Back in the 80s, kind of the high time of the brown trout?
Yeah, and Lyle Staub turned up on the cover of some outdoor magazine with a 15-pound-plus brown out of the Merrimack River.
Oh, wow.
That's the biggest one I ever heard of. Damon Spurgeon caught one, I'm going to say 26 inches, about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yep. So, a few pigs in there.
You know what would make our Catch, Clean, and Cook adventures in September that would take it to the next level? We might even
be talking about, if I get to eat all I want.
Well, besides that, what do you think it would do if somebody came, you know, some of our media or our guides ended up catching, you know, let's just say an 8 to 10 pound, you know, trout out of the spring or out of the river? It's not impossible, correct?
Not impossible.
Right.
So if I'm going to go to work and I'm going to find me a special, a really special prize for that extra big fish that comes out, you know, for the competition.
Need to talk, Wes. All
right. You know, it's a catch, clean, and cook competition between the riders and the media folks and the anglers and our special guest.
Sure.
All right. So, whoever catches the biggest fish is going to get a prize. Oh. Whoever cleans the fish the best is going
to
get a prize.
Now, that's amazing to watch. You think a cleaning competition? These guys are serious. I'm telling you, some of them, I won't even compete with them. They'd make me look so bad.
Get every single bone out of them in the first try?
Just slick and pretty, and mine look all chopped up.
That's right.
And they got to do it two ways. They're given Vanguard tackle. Pico Lures, Mitch Glenn will be here, and he'll be furnishing fillet knives, handheld fillet knives.
Okay.
The old-timey way.
All right,
and then we'll also have electric fillet knives up there. You know, you first do it with a handheld, and then you do it with electric, and you'd be surprised.
You really will.
And what goes on.
Two different animals right there.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
And then they take it in and they cook. And, you know, one of my big sponsors of the cooking competition is Sweet Heat for Your Meat, W.C. Gelatis, you know, out of Louisiana. And they make two very nice prize baskets for me with their product and merch and stuff that they have. And you know, we'll have a first and a second place on that right there. And, of course, we'll have prizes all the way through for everybody. And then my local judges and stuff will be judging the cooking competition. So we're going to make this one heck of a party here at Merrimack Spring. And folks are going to say, how do we get an invite to come to the next one?
That's right. That's right. I'm really excited about the whole cleaning and cooking part of it. It's because that's part we don't hear about, you know, at the trout park. You know, we hear about them catching them, having a good time, cleaning them, taking them all home. I never hear about how they cook it or what's your favorite way to eat it.
Well, Wednesday afternoon, we're going to have you're going to do the catching.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then we're going to have the cleaning and the cooking competition, you know, right out here on Wednesday afternoon. And they'll be, I've got one guy says, man, I'm going to be smoking some trout. All right. So I'm looking forward to seeing where that is. And we've got, you know, some others, Judy Wigman, part of our team and all is, She made crappie chowder.
Oh, was that ever good?
I ate five bowls of that.
How'd you get away with that? Now, Brad, I mean, there were shirt collars in a Cooper. You're a judge. You're not making a meal out of this. You just get a sample.
That's because you was a judge. I knew better than to be a judge.
Well, who made the cerveza?
That was crappie cowboy Craig Nichols out of Oklahoma.
Gosh, what
and won first place.
Yeah. That was incredible.
Yep. Crappie ceviche?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. You can do it. You can do it with trout too. Oh. Chowder too.
Anything.
Do I get to be a judge again, a food judge?
I got special things for you to be doing.
Oh, man. I tell you. Does that mean I get five bowls
That's
this
right.
time?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Since I'm not a judge. I want the leftovers too. Well, guys, I tell you what, it's a shame to have to wrap such a fun thing up. But once again, Mike, and you know what? I don't want to shut this down without, you know, this is airing in May. The event's going to happen in September. And we got a lot of sponsors already, but there's going to be several months here that people could sign up and help us out with this event yet. So let's give credit where credit's due. Can you run through the sponsors you've already picked up?
Well, I know that our title host is the St. James, Missouri Chamber of Commerce, and going here with Merrimack Spring Park and the James Foundation. We've got Living the Dream Outdoors Properties. We've got Bill Cooper. We've got Damien Spurgeon with Cardiac Mountain Guide Service. We've got Rich's Burgers.
Oh, yeah, big sponsor.
Yeah. Lost Creek Cabins.
Got Lost Creek Cabins, and I can't remember what Miss Kelly's, what her Airbnb is called, but anyway, we've got that one right there. Pardon me, Miss Kelly, for not being, but all you got
to
do is contact Kelly Money at the St. James Chamber, and she'll hook you up. She's got two very nice places. And I who am I forgetting? I don't have my cheat sheet with me.
Country Bob's.
Travis Holt. Country Bob's is going, and he's going to be one of the judges. It's going to be here.
He pushed me out of my job. I see what happened there.
He thought you need to eat something.
but what a lineup. And we're still, of course, we've contacted other people we haven't heard back from. But, folks, I'm telling you, the Missouri Ozarks has never seen an event like this, except for the one over the Lake of the Ozarks, and that made me so jealous. I want to get one over here. But we've got some great outdoor riders coming in, some great personalities. And we've even got... I got to mention Miss Barb Otzman. I've been in Missouri Outdoor Communicators with her for a very long time. This lady went to J School at Mizzou. She taught journalism for 3 years, and her husband didn't want to move into Columbia, so she wound up living out on a farm. But she's a world-class food, wine, and travel writer. Now, when I say world-class, she was in Brazil 3 or 4 years ago. 250 of the best riders of that type were invited to Brazil. And, of course, they had a riding competition. You know who won that?
She did.
She did. And wow. She's just an incredible lady. But she's going to be here. She's going to be one of the food judges. And she is so excited about getting to float down the Merrimack River in a drift boat.
Oh, that's
she's
amazing.
She's one of these ladies just all about experiences. She was in Spain a year or two ago, walked a trail there. I don't know how many.
World traveler.
Yes, first class, and she's going to be here.
So, you know, just think about all the stuff that she's going to be bringing to the table along with all these other folks. Like I told you, get ready because the gate is going to be swung wide open. You ain't
the wave is coming, huh?
The wave is coming.
It's coming.
It's going to be one of them tsunami tidal waves coming in here.
That's great.
Well, give us the dates and the info people need, Mike.
Well, we'll be arriving here on the 21st of September on that Sunday and getting everything set up and ready to roll. All our media and guides will be coming in on Monday, the 22nd of September, and we'll be meeting out at Living the Dream Outdoors Properties and having our meet and greet and everything and introduction of all the folks. And hopefully
and Mark Van Patten's coming as their speaker that evening.
Yes, sir. And hopefully after our meeting this morning, mm-hmm. hopefully we might have an honorable special guest to come here and be a part of this thing. I'm leaving that in the hands of you and Miss Kelly.
I'll see what kind of connections I have.
All right.
We'll find out. Right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then Tuesday we move here to the park where everything will take place here Tuesday and Wednesday. And you know, we'll have our Tuesday night special birthday celebration for Ms. Lucy, her 138th birthday. Wow. And the 199th anniversary of the park and all will be celebrated then. And what we're doing, Wes, you know, I'm going to go and let this cat out of the bag now. We are building up for the 200th anniversary of the, you know, of the park and its existence and everything, and the 139th birthday of Miss Lucy. And, you know, we're going to show people just a little bit of a glimpse of what is to come for next year in 2026. Wow. And this actually may end up becoming a full-blown production of the life and times.
Do you call that a teaser?
I think so.
Hey, that's what it's all
about. A little foreshadowing there.
Well done.
Hey, I got a vision, and I can make it happen.
I know you can. I've followed you enough and figured out Santa Claus can do anything.
Right.
Well, folks, we appreciate you listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast. If you want to listen to us, you can find us on most social media platforms. I'm Bill Cooper.
Captain Brian Wilson runs one of the tightest bow fishing operations in the business. Stainwater Bow Fishing operates out of Jerome, Missouri, and the beautiful Missouri Ozarks. They cover most Ozark streams and lakes. You haven't lived until you've searched Ozark waters during the night with Stainwater Bow Fishing while looking for giant gar, carp, and buffalo. Captain Wilson also runs a second boat on Taneycomo Lake. Call today to book a trip with Stainwater Bow Fishing at 573-263-8016. Again, that's 573-263-8016. Be sure and shoot straight.
The Living the Dream Outdoors podcast is brought to you by Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, The Fly Rod Journals, SmokerBuilder.com, Cowtown USA, Westover Farms, Scenic Rivers Taxidermy, Stained Water Bow Fishing, Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours, Huzzah Valley Resort, Pico Lures, Devil's Backbone Outfitters, The Fallen Outdoors, Ledco Sinkers and Lure Company, Turnbow Outdoors, J&J Charters, Kaufman Cove, Alaska, Big Ed's Guide Service, Bean Creek Game Calls, Misty Mountain Guide Service, ASO Guides and Outfitters with Ryan Walker, On the Hook TV, Expedition Trailers, The Rambling Angler, Spare Rib Inn in Steelville, Missouri, and Rich's Famous Burgers.
Land ownership is the American dream. Land is the basis of all life. Our wise use of this most precious of resources ensures the survival and growth of free institutions and our American way of life. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we value the traditions and freedoms that land provides us. Every day we seek the solace of a mountain sunrise over traffic jams and smog, the calming silence of a bubbling stream over the sirens of the city, and the quiet of the countryside over the hustle and bustle of the world. We hunt, we fish, we farm. We live off the land. It's our mission to help our clients live out their dreams on the land as we do. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we believe that it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. Join us 5 days a week on Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast as the Living the Dream Outdoor Dream Team explores the most desired outdoor properties in the Midwest and whisks you away to incredible hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation opportunities. Host Bill Cooper, an inductee of the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, will be joined by members of the Living the Dream Outdoors team each week as they tell tall tales, unveil tips and tactics, and rub elbows with some of the biggest names in the outdoor world. You'll also find the Living the Dream Outdoors podcast on your favorite social media platforms, including Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok.